The town of Normal continues to emerge from the pandemic. Here with an update on Phase 5 progress and other issues is City Manager Pam Reese. Reese says some adjustments have yet to be made.
There are still some restrictions. Children's Museum, Normal Public Library have some restrictions. They're going to be following specifically what schools do regarding the children and their population. But for the most part, I think what we're experiencing is residents seem to be eager to get back out and be active again, participate in programs. Our pools, both Fairview and the Anderson Aquatic Centers, are open and popular.
How is attendance going?
That's weather driven.
Yeah.
It's going very well. We're able to fully open with no restrictions at the aquatic centers. So with this heat that's popular, we understand that, and we're glad to have people back at the facility.
Because of Phase 5, the outdoor dining ordinance expired along with the governor's executive order, and the town council is going to consider extending that through the end of the year until new and more permanent rules for outdoor dining, which has proved popular during the pandemic, can be studied and codified. What are some of the things that you'll be looking at as you move toward the end of the year and creating a permanent ordinance on this issue?
We already, a couple years ago, council had adopted outdoor dining through a parklet program for the Uptown area. Stave was the first Uptown business to have a parklet. They were our pilot program. So we already have adopted regulations for outdoor dining in the street area of Uptown. What we need to do is, following COVID, is assess how can we continue to support outdoor dining opportunities elsewhere. And we have a number of restaurants that have adapted and been very creative. Some installed tents and the like, but on many occasions, those seating areas required parking spaces. And so we need to determine what regulations need to be modified in order to allow that to occur in the future. And in most instances, it's going to be an assessment of our required parking spaces and what does that look like. So we just want to make sure we give restaurateurs adequate time to adapt to whatever the regulations may be in 2022.
Are there going to be winners and losers just simply because of a favorable location that doesn't have the opportunity or may have the opportunity for expanded outdoor dining?
Well, I suppose that could be a risk. I think it would be important for us to engage with affected businesses and get input. That's part of what a zoning code modification process does. It allows for public hearing and allows us time to gather input and feedback and see if we can appropriately develop regulations that can generally work for most, if not all, hopefully.
The town of Normal has created a new community engagement plan. Would you inform the listeners about that a little bit?
It's not a formal plan that we've adopted quite yet, but we are putting together a community engagement process and a plan that we want to share with council. We feel like on occasion, we may do a pretty good job of pushing information out, but we find out after the fact we missed the mark. So we're trying to figure out how best can we engage residents, get information to residents, and gather information back. Just this week, we rolled out a new tool to try to better assess the usability and the functionality of our website. And so we have rolled out Chatbot Hugh, H-U-G-H. So those that access our website can rather efficiently enter into a chat text area their question. And the chatbot that we are using is driven by artificial intelligence. So the more questions it receives, the more we can track what do people want to know, is the information readily available, and then the chatbot does a better job as time goes along in terms of directing people to the right location on the website. Additionally, we are working on some website updates. which in and of itself don't sound particularly glamorous or exciting, but the purpose of our website updates doesn't meet accessibility standards. Can all of our residents understand it and access it, see it adequately? So we're doing a redesign of some of our website to accommodate more of an ADA need.
How long before the ADA elements of the redesign will be in place?
I believe that we're going to be seeing that in place by the end of the summer. It's in process right now, but in terms of an overall community engagement plan, that is something that I would like to be sharing with council also this summer.
Normal City Manager Pam Reese says the town is also piloting a Facebook Live series of programs called What's Normal Live. The name comes from the existing town podcast. The City of Bloomington and Town of Normal say 4th of July fireworks celebrations will happen this year, as they do in a non-pandemic year. Reese says the fireworks at Fairview Park will be preceded by a concert and food vendors as the town and state continue to open up.